Welcome to the Rock Podcast.
We believe this podcast is built on the rock and will teach and equip you for the works of ministry. We believe and trust God that the teachings will give you the keys to enter into a deeper revelation of the Word.
We pray that the Holy Spirit will ignite an unstoppable fire in you, and that it will transform you and every place you set your feet.
Enjoy today's episode.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Welcome to the Rock Podcast. My name is Rick and I will do today's episode. And every episode, Peter and I are excited, but today we are even more excited because it is Christmas. And Peter already did an amazing episode about the why behind Christmas. And we learned that Christmas means the mission of Jesus. And today we celebrate the mission of Jesus. We celebrate that Jesus is born into this world so that we can be born into his kingdom. It is also the end of the year 2022, and 2023 is knocking on the door, and we are excited for what a new year will bring. But one thing is sure, God promised us that we will go from glory to glory. So together with Jesus, 2023 will be an awesome year. A year of celebrating the goodness of God. And it does not mean that nothing bad can happen to you, or that it not can be a difficult year. But God promised us that even when we go through the valley of the shadow of death, we have to fear no evil, for God is with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And the rod is God's protection, and the staff is God's guiding. And they comfort us in the year of 2023, just as they did in this year, 2022. But let's go back to 2022. As I said, it is the end of the year, and every end means a new beginning. And every new beginning means that something has to come to an end. And if we talk about a beginning of something and an end of something, I'm thinking of the words of Jesus. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And if Jesus is the beginning and the end, he is also everything that is in between. So every day of the year, we celebrate Jesus. We as Christians should be joyful people, because every day we can say, joy to the world, the Lord has come. This is the gospel. The gospel is the good news, and the gospel is a new beginning, a new life in him who conquered the world. I don't know how your year was. Maybe you had a very difficult year and you can't wait for 2023 to come. But the only way to start all over again is with Jesus, because he is the only one who said, I am the beginning. So if you want a new life, if you want a new beginning, go to Jesus. The gospel is that Jesus is born into this world so that we can be born into his kingdom. God himself came as a man into this world to live the life we couldn't live. And he carried our sin far away into the grave, and he died for us, because the penalty on sin is death. But death couldn't hold him, because he had no sin. And he rose again on the third day. And if we believe that Jesus is Lord, and that he died for us, and that God rose him from the dead, we receive eternal life. And we can also read in John 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. And that started on the day of Christmas. That is what we celebrate today. This is the best new beginning you can have. And the only thing you have to do is to stop trying to live your life in your own strength, but simply say, Jesus, I am a sinner and I need you. I surrender myself to you, and I believe that from now on, I will go from glory to glory together with you. Jesus, please baptize me in your spirit and with fire to be more than a conqueror in you. So that little boy in a manger, born in Bethlehem, is now our risen Savior, the King of Kings, the one that gives life eternal to whoever believes in Him. Let me read John chapter 1 for you. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, and his name was John, and this man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but wasn't to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which given light to every man coming into this world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. And he came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave them the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. I also want to say something to those who know Jesus already for a long time, but have lost the joy of their salvation, or maybe feel like the prodigal son and wondering if they are still or truly are children of God. Remember, the prodigal son was still a son. Yes, it's true he messed up. Yes, it's true he tried to run away, and he ran away for a period of time. But remember that what God has begun, he will finish. So I want to say, please come back. The Father is waiting for you, like the Father waited on the prodigal son. And when the son returned, he put a ring on his finger. Make an end of your prodigal season and start all over again. And become an heir of the Most High God. And walk in everything he has prepared for you. It is the Spirit and the Bride who say, Come, let's start all over. It is Christmas. It is the day that we celebrate a new beginning. So please come back. It is the Good Shepherd who leave the 99 to get you back. So don't hesitate and come back. And make an end of your season as prodigal. And start this new year as heir of the Most High God. And I want to say to those who are trying to do their best for God and are maybe offended by the message of grace to the lost and to the prodigal, please stop trying to do your best, because doing your best is never good enough. Jesus already did it for you, and it's time to repent and turn back to your first love, the love of God for you, while you were dead in your trespasses. Doing your best is not adding something to God's grace, and doing your best in your own strength is only making you tired and mocking. God wants you to be joyful so that others can taste and see that the Lord is good. Jesus said it to the church of Ephesus. This is what I have against you, that you have abandoned your first love. If this message is for you, please thank God, because it means that he is not finished with you yet. And he wants the best for you. So please let this Christmas be a day of starting all over again. God called us to be joyful and loving people, and we should be, because he did everything for us. No matter what we are going through, it is God's protecting and guiding that is comforting us. So let this Christmas be a new beginning for everyone. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Amen. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. If you have any questions or would like to contact us, please send an email to info@therock-podcast.com.
Bedankt dat je vandaag naar de podcast geluisterd hebt. Als je vragen hebt of in contact wil komen, stuur gerust een e-mail naar info@therock-podcast.com.
Dank je dat je naar vandaag se potgooi geluister het. As jy enige vrae het of met ons wil kontak maak, stuur gerus 'n e-pos na info@therock-podcast.com.
Vielen Dank, dass Sie sich den Podcast heute angehört haben. Wenn Sie Fragen haben oder Kontakt aufnehmen möchten, senden Sie bitte eine E-Mail an info@therock-podcast.com.